Gas giants are set to rake in up to $107 billion exporting Australian gas this year as global conflict sends energy prices soaring. However, critics say Australians are being left behind while corporations cash in. A new report is calling for a massive tax on these profits, arguing billions could be redirected to ease the cost of living crisis. For Wires, Mamina Shuka spoke with Max Chandler Mather from the Green Institute about the findings and the push for action.
Gas corporations in Australia are exceptionally profitable. Over the last few years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine that spiked oil and gas prices, gas corporations have made $289 billion in gas export revenue. And on 50% of the gas that Australia exports, those corporations pay zero state royalties. And we have modelled a 50% tax based on what has done in Norway. They effectively charge a 59% tax on oil and gas exports. And in fact, in Norway, they have very similar costs of production. It's about costs Norwegian gas corporations and oil and gas corporations about 9% of revenue to basically produce the oil and gas and export it overseas. And in Australia, it costs those companies about 11% of total revenue. In other words, they have very similar costs, but right now gas corporations in Australia pay barely any tax, and all we're proposing is that they pay a similar rate of tax to that in Norway. And what that would raise is $55 billion in the first year, up to $55 billion in the first year. And you can imagine what we could do with that sort of money to help people struggling with the cost of living and the housing crisis.
I guess on that note, how can it help Australians, you know, with the cost of living?
All sorts of ways. I mean, $55 billion, every household in Australia, $5,000. That's just how much money that is. That's over 10 million households in Australia. We could use it to build over 100,000 public homes, wipe all student debt, make university free. And I suppose the critical comparison to make here is that in Norway, as a result of their tax system, they use their oil and gas export revenue effectively to pay for a generous public pension scheme that ensures no pensioner lives in poverty and world-class public and social services. And in Australia, our oil and gas export revenue is used to pay for extra mansions and yachts for gas CEOs. And I'm pretty sure I know which way most Australians would prefer that money to go.
The revenue estimates rely partly on the war-driven price spikes at the moment. How sustainable is the policy if, you know, global gas prices go back to the pre-conflict levels?
Well, that's not going to happen for a long time. So we know that the impacts on the gas price are going to last up to 5 years. And even if gas prices start to decline again, I'm sure those people out there who are a bit worried about the multinational gas corporations that have made hundreds of billions of dollars selling our gas often for free might be worried they might be doing it a bit tough. Rest assured, they'll still make a reasonable rate of return. What I'm really worried about, though, is the millions of Australians right now living in poverty while their gas that they collectively own, as every member of the Australian public is sold overseas, sometimes for nothing, no return for the Australian taxpayer. So, look, they'll be fine. These are big multinational gas corporations. They pay similar rates of tax all around the world. The only difference here in Australia is they have a stranglehold over our political system. And it's worth reminding ourselves that the reason that gas taxes are so low in Australia, the reason that we don't get a fair rate of return, is not because of some technical reason. It's because of politics, because Santos and Woodside and Chevron donate enormous amounts of money to the Labor and Liberal Party. And previously, Labor ministers have gone on to work for the oil and gas industry. And there's these links between our political class and this oil and gas industry that basically mean that an industry has a stranglehold over our political system. And the only way to break that really is to break the hold that those establishment parties have over our political system, or at the very least, put enough public pressure on them that they are forced to concede something.
How could, we ensure revenue from gas export tax goes to, you know, Australians living with the cost of living instead of, the government expenditure?
Well, often Labor and Liberal governments cry poor when the public tries to suggest that we spend enough money to make sure no one lives in poverty or housing stress. They'll claim there's not enough money in the budget. But if we introduce this 50% gas tax and we have 50 cents extra in the budget over the course of the next year, then that helps build public pressure to spend that money on building public housing, on raising the pension above the poverty rate, on fully funding our health and education system, on making university fee or scrapping student debt. All of this is done around the world, right? Like, it really is often I think people are called radical for suggesting that we use our resources for public benefit. But I would argue the real radicals are the ones that suggest that we should take our public resources, the gas in Australia, and send it overshore and enrich a bunch of multinational corporations rather than make sure everyone in Australia can live a really high standard of living.
How hopeful are you that, the government would take upon the 50% gas export tax at the moment or in the new future?
Well, I think public pressure is building because a vast majority of Australians now realise just being ripped off by a gas taxation system that sees a nurse pay more, a high marginal tax rate than a multinational gas corporation. And really, the Labor Party and their modus operandi is they don't want to introduce a gas tax, but if there's enough public pressure, they'll have their hand forced. And they'll have their hand forced because they know they need to do something to hold on to power. You know, ideally, we would have a Labor Party or a Liberal Party that was willing to stand up to these gas corporations under their own steam. But what this requires is actually enough public pressure. So the Labor Party, which largely functions as the political representative of gas corporations, is forced into taking some action. And it increasingly looks like there's enough public pressure building that they will be forced to take some action in the budget.
Mark Chandler-Mather from the Green Institute speaking there with Momina Shuka.